This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We truly appreciate you. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be me. That's me right here. You guys, if you can see me on the cast, that's cool. If you can't, I just want to let you know that I'm Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And just let me interject this real quick, folks. If you go out to Genesis Communication Networks, you can go ahead and understand why I'm telling you thank you very much for making this the number one show on Saturdays, folks. During the weekend, as a matter of fact, and during the week were the top three shows as well, so it's taken us about 3.5 years to get there, but it tells us that you're listening, and we want to tell you we're humbled, we appreciate it, we're honored, and again, I just wanted to personally tell you thank you very much for your trust. And again, friends, I want to also let you know that I'm merely going back to the founding documents, the Bible and the Constitution. As again, George Washington rightly said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Truly they are. And if you go back to, again, President Andrew Jackson, what did he say? He said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Article 4, Section 4. Right on. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So again, we just wanted to tell you thank you very much. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at the over the next hour and three quarters, that would be the next hour and 45 minutes, I'm going to fill up the first segment here. You can call in at any time. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, truly it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And we understand that the Word of God is infallible. He's tested, proven, and folks, that's why we serve Him, because He is who He says He is. We just got to meet Him on His terms. Now, friends, today I'm going to do my best just to give it to you out of their mouth, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. So I'm just going to go through from the very beginning here to the very end. I'm not going to tell you exactly what we're going to talk about, but some of these things are going to make you very angry, and they should. As a matter of fact, I just want to give you a quote from one of our founders, Daniel Webster. He was brother to Noah Webster. He was a very popular attorney back there. Attorney, folks, that not sworn to the bar, but sworn to God to uphold the enumerated laws in the Constitution back there during the Revolution. So you know that he was an upright man. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country country from a foreign foe. Listen carefully, just to show you how you have been duped by ill-designing men, friends. I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Folks, it's not foreigners that are attacking you. It's within. And keep in mind, when those that swear to protect we the people or to magnify the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, remember it says domestic as well. That means in your backyard. Folks, you're under attack by this administration at every step, and I'm going to prove that today once again. But again, Daniel Webster said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. And do keep in mind, this is a foreign administration. This is not American government that's attacking you, just to put that record straight for you. He said, our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men. Now keep that in mind, okay? That you, he's speaking of, may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. Folks, I'm giving you the remedy, but I'm also showing you the problem first and foremost. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because when we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a brand new book out by a congressman. And here's one of these days of I told you so's. Once again, a congressman just wrote a brand new book. He said it's easy to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep. Listen again. A congressman just came forward, wrote a book, and he said it's easy to manipulate a nation of naive, calling you stupid and dumbed down, self-absorbed sheep. I can't deny the second. Folks, you may not believe the incredible things that this member of Congress is saying about the corruption of our political system and the gullibility of the American people. In a brand new book entitled The Confessions of Congressman X, one anonymous member of the United States House of Representatives confesses that he has hardly ever reads the bills that he votes on, that his main job is to get reelected, and that it's far easier than you think to manipulate a nation of you, he's calling naive, self-absorbed sheep who crave instant gratification. This book is being published by Mill City Press and is being billed as a devastating inside look at the dark side of Congress as revealed by one of its own. Now, going on, friends, I want you to listen carefully. He said, most of my colleagues are dishonest career politicians who revel in the power and special interest money that's lavished upon them. This is coming straight out of the criminal's mouth. He said, my main job is to keep my job, to get reelected. It takes precedence over everything. Another comment he made, fundraising is so time-consuming, I seldom read any bills I vote on. Like many of my colleagues, I don't know how the legislation will be implemented or what it will cost. He goes on, voters are incredibly ignorant and know little about our form of government and how it works. That's right. Folks, you have drank the Kool-Aid that we are a democracy by president after president after president after president, all the way back to Ronald Reagan, that we're a democracy. He goes on, it's far easier than you think to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep who crave instant gratification. This is what he's talking about, folks. He's talking about you. It's about getting credit now, looking good for the up-and-coming election, said this corrupt congressman. He also said, we spend money we don't have and bitterly mortgage the future with a wink and a nod. He said, blank the next generation. Friends, listen to this congressman. Blank the next generation. This all coming from a brand new book on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's easy to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Congressman, it's easy to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep, said he. In his brand new book, The Confessions of Congressman X, he won't tell you his name. He's telling you what's going on inside of government. Obviously, we knew this, but the fact of the matter is now they're coming out and tell you exactly what they're doing. They have no fear because they're so encouraged by the apathy and the tolerance of the American people to come forth and write a book such as this. He said, my main job is to keep my job, to get reelected. It takes precedence over everything. He said, fundraising is so time consuming, I seldom read any bills I vote on. Of course they don't, friends. Like many of my colleagues, said Mr. X, I don't know how the legislation will be implemented or what it'll cost. They don't care what it costs. Voters are incredibly ignorant and know little about our form of government and how it works, said he. He said, it's about getting credit now, looking good for the up-and-coming election. He said, we spend money and we don't have the mortgage. He said, basically, we just take it and we mortgage everything for the future with a wink and a nod. He said, blank the next generation. There's a brand new book called The Confession of Congressman X. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But folks, we already knew all of this. You know, it's also interesting to know, friends, is they already acknowledge that you're a dummy down generation. You'll accept anything and everything that they throw on you. Did you also know that according to the Washington Post, the candidate that spends the most money wins 91% of the time? I mean, this is just over the top, friends. Did you also know that they have a 12% approval rating? And it's also interesting, America, you need to understand how this works, that there's a 12% approval rating, yet 95% of those that you complain about are reelected. So how does that work? Well, remember what Joseph Stalin said. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. So, folks, also keep in mind what Mr. Mengele said under Adolf Hitler. The more that we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Let's go back to President Garfield as a warning once again. He said in 1876, he said, "Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. But if it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them in national legislature. If the next centennial does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of that nation do not aid in controlling the political forces." And again, remember, America, these servants that represent you, representative means that they are your servants. And do understand, again, going back to your founding documents, namely the Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. They are our servants destroying our country. They are our reflection. And who are they zeroing in on, friends? This is why I've been spending so much time over the last 15, 20 years of my life, spending time going after our posterity, because that's exactly where dictators go, friends. What did they say? You know what? We don't care about the next generation. He used an expletive and he said blank the next generation, as if to say, you know what, who cares about those kids? But keep in mind, friends, wisdom is justified by our children. And it's also interesting to note, when you go to the book of Deuteronomy, where the people thought that they would go into the promised land, the Lord said to them that thought they were going to go in, he said no. He said to your children that you made a prey, that you thought were going to become the prey, tell them they're coming in, and as for you, go around the mountain again. I mean, friends, this is so over the top. It really is. Also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Germany. Wow. I mean, really. Hey, friends, did you know that... I want you to listen to the numbers these people are getting paid to destroy your country. The President of the United States of America, he's never ran a candy store a day in his life. He's never done anything successful except destroy America. And keep in mind, he's not failing, he's succeeding. Because he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. And America, for 7 3/4 years, that's exactly what you've allowed him to do. And we're going to get to some of the things that he's attempting to implement today concerning your children. And friends, as I said, it's all about the kids. Now people are beginning to turn their heads saying, wait a second, I remember when Bradley Dean said that about 6 years ago. I remember when he told us that, and I thought he was just way out there. No, no, no. It's all about the kids. But listen to this. We'll get to that in a couple moments. The president's salary is $450,000 for the rest of his life. How is that? How is it that he makes $450,000 for life? And what's also interesting to note is, did you know that the criminal in the White House today, do you know that his net value is $7.5 million? How is he doing that? Could it be special interests? Are you people dummied down enough to believe that he's just becoming wealthy just because he's a nice guy? No, he's selling the soul of this country to the enemies of this country. Did you know that members of the House and Senate make $174,000 for life? How is it that they're becoming millionaires? They go in broke, and for some reason or another, you check out their net worth, and they're millionaires. How are they doing it? It's because they're good people, right? Did you know the salary of the majority and the minority of the House leaders? They make $194,000 for the rest of their life. Folks, of course I'm being facetious right now, but how is this possibly happening? Is it because the American people, instead of dealing with corruption in their government, have laughed it off and thought, well, someone else will take care of the problem? Well, guess what, friends? Someone else is taking care of the problem. And it's not the people that you want taking care of the problem, correct? Speaking of none other, I'm going to go over here in just a moment here. I'm doing live radio, friends. But I wanted to go over to none other than our good buddy, Mitch McConnell, who was busted actually transporting cocaine on his boat. They found 90 pounds of cocaine on his family's ship. So maybe that can give you answers as to why he's becoming a millionaire mysteriously, folks. It's not because of his income by any means. No, if that was the case, hey, folks, he would be, you know, living a little bit higher than upper class, no question about it. But how is it, again, going back to our friend Mitch McConnell, who's an absolute joke, he's an absolute zero. Friends, he thought he was a rock star at the RNC. I mean, it was like watching a bunch of clowns following around another clown. It was really that bad. But did you know that Mitch McConnell made $24 million in 6 years on a $194,000 a year government salary? How's he doing that? Could it be because he's drug trafficking? I bet it has something to do with it. And again, friends, I'm not being funny. I'm not being facetious. I'm trying to wake you up as to what's going on here. And it's also interesting to note that an average salary of one of your sons or daughters that are sent overseas to unconstitutional wars to police the world, did you know that they get paid on an average of $38,000 a year? You know, just last night we were watching a video on Heroes Behind Badges. And I'm talking about good cops. Folks, there's good and there's evil in every group of people. I'm talking about the good cops. And I thank God for every single one of them. I thank God for everybody that's in the military willing to uphold the Constitution. In any capacity of government that's willing to uphold the Constitution and its enumerated laws, I thank God for every one of you. I high-five every single one of you. I was watching this video, and my son said to me, he goes, Dad, police, now they have bulletproof glass, don't they? I said, no. He said, well, Dad, in the military, they have military glass, don't they? I said, no. I said, but what's interesting about that is you should see the way they treat our military, and you should see the way that our police are often treated. In many cases, folks, a lot of our men in blue have been shot down by criminals, equivalent to 19,000. As a matter of fact, every 54 hours, one of our police officers are killed in America protecting me and you. I'm talking about the good cops, right? My son said, did they have bulletproof glass on their cars? Nope. I said, but I'll tell you who does have bulletproof glass on their windows. The politicians do. Hey, America, is there something wrong with this picture? There's no title of nobility here, friends, but yet they act as if they have a title of nobility. Now, I was just interjecting that just to show you how backwards things have become in this country. The politician has protective bulletproof glass on his vehicles, but the military doesn't, our police don't, and yet I'm equating that in parallel to the salaries. Yet these guys are getting paid exorbitant salaries, friends, over the top. Yet when it comes to those that are laying down their lives to protect me and you, namely our brothers and our sisters and our dads and our moms and our uncles and aunts, why is it that they're getting change thrown on the ground from the king's table?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Are you getting angry at America? They have the roles backwards, don't they? They're your servants. And they're acting as if they are the demigods. I was just highlighting, folks, the wages of the president, of House and Senate, salaries of the Speaker of the House, $223,500 for a life. Boy, man, that must be an easy life, yeah? Especially manipulating the American people, lying to those naive suckers, say they. And then I just highlighted the fact that our salaries given unto the soldiers that laid down their lives for the freedoms that we have, magnifying the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, they get paid a whopping $38,000. And as I'm watching this video yesterday, friends, of the men in blue, the heroes behind the badge, the good cops in America, which is easily, hands down, a majority. My little boy says to me, Dad, surely they have bulletproof glass. I said, no, they don't. He said, Dad, the military, they have to have bulletproof glass. I said, nope. Matter of fact, I was watching some of the videos where some of our men in blue that need to be honored, such as our military, were shot down like dogs in the street because they didn't have military-style rifles to deal with the bad guys. They had little pea shooters on their side, friends, in many cases. And you'd think that they would be protected by bulletproof glass. And then we started to watch police officer after police officer after police officer being slain in the streets. But one guy just drove right up next to a cop on the street outside of a McDonald's in San Diego, California. Guy thought it would be funny to take a shotgun and just assassinate a cop right at a stop sign. My kids were thinking the way that we should all be thinking. Surely they have bulletproof glass. No. No. The politicians have the bulletproof glass. You know that every time the President of the United States, the criminal in the White House moves, do you know that every time he moves it costs $75,000? Folks, if he was serving the people, do you think he would be having to do that? No, back in the 50s, presidents used to walk up and down the streets shaking the hands of those that they serve. No, they're protecting themselves against you because they're not working for you anymore. They're working for special interests. I'm just telling you what they're telling you, friends. Because what I'm doing, folks, is I'm premising this conversation off the confessions of Congressman X, who said it's easy to manipulate a nation of naive, self-absorbed sheep. Furthermore, friends, they're indebting your nation to the point of no return. And you know what? They don't care. And guess who it's all aimed at? As I've always said, friends, blank the next generation. It's all aimed at our kids. How is that right? How can that be right? Oh, hey, speaking of incomes, did you know that the average income for a senior on Social Security is $12,000 a year? And yet the politicians, I've already given you the numbers, friends, over the top. By the way, I do want to let you know that out of this post that I just posted some time back, there were 689,109 shares. 63,000 people had the opportunity to see as to who's being lied to, as to who's being treated like royalty when in fact they should not be treated like royalty in any sense of the word, especially the direction that they're bringing this country. But why is it happening? Why is this happening? He was right, though, this congressman, when he said that the people are self-absorbed sheep. They are. Hey, friends, what happened to love? What happened to look out for your neighbor and do unto others as you would have them do unto you? See, we've lost real love, friends, which is the fulfilling of the law. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment. We've lost that. Why is that? I also wanted to highlight the fact that, did you know that the criminals in government right now, as I've been warning you for years, you do know that they're blatantly coming out right now and they are looking to confiscate your guns, right? Because they don't know the Bill of Rights. See, they act like they know, and they make fun of the American people for not knowing what sort of government or how government operates. No, they rest upon your ignorance, friends. They rest upon that. That's how they operate. And that all happened in public schools in the United States of America, and it's happening today. And furthermore, I also wanted to let you know that the philosophy taught in this classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the next. Can you imagine what's going to happen when the generation that is at the present, when they're in control, can you imagine where we're going to be if we're still here, friends? Going back as to how these representatives in government that serve we the people are now looking to disarm the American people. They have failed to read the Bill of Rights, right? Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia, that's you, America, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Did you know that we defend our president? the servant of the people in this country, the president of the United States, who is not above the law, but he's there to magnify the law, to restrain men from sin, not to advocate sin, and that's all he's been doing since day one. America, he's defended by the use of guns. The president is. But he wants you disarmed. Hey, friends, congressmen and congresswomen, these anti-gunners that you've tolerated for years and years and years and years, friends, they want to disarm you, but they defend themselves with guns. Governors, celebrities, folks, they all have, for some reason, the right to bear arms applies to them, but it doesn't apply to me and you, and yet they work for me and you. So your servants are attempting to disarm you. Why would they want to be doing that, friends? Come on, this is what they depend upon. Let's call it for what it is. Hey, folks, when you go into a bank, they have cops in there, don't they? Yeah, yep, and they have cops in there that are armed to defend what? The individuals that work there, because there's money in that bank. Office buildings defend themselves. The UN has security guards, armed security guards, but yet when you walk outside the door, guess what? They have a snubbed pistol on the outside. We need to disarm the people, but not ourselves. Right? Why is it that applies to them, but it doesn't apply to us, and yet, friends, your servants want to disarm you? Hey, here's another one for you. When you go into a courtroom, there's always an armed cop in there, right? You know how we have been so dummied down in this country that we defend our children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." And we wonder why there's school shootings across the country. And then listen, if there's an emergency, call someone with a gun to come in and help you. And if you're rural anywhere in the United States of America, rest assured it's going to take at least 30 to 45 minutes before that happens. And if you think I'm kidding, you can even go into the inner city in England, friends, and find out that the cops don't even come to 45 minutes per call if they show up at all. And yet those countries are disarmed, and yet now you're seeing them plundered. And that's exactly what you're seeing your servants do to you today, America. So when he's calling you self-absorbed sheep, you do need to understand he is telling you the truth. But they love the fact that you're self-absorbed. But I want to say something to you, America, because I love you enough. Don't make yourself sheep in front of these people. Because when you make yourself the sheep, the wolves devour, and that's exactly what they're doing. I want to highlight 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Nazi Germany really quick, just to kind of prove Mr. X's point. Just to go back to scripture, I've been spending time in Jeremiah. It's like, okay, Lord, we're here. This is the present in the United States of America. America will not hear. They will not take heed to your words. They believe that they can go ahead and serve all these abominations, and they feel that for some reason or another, they've been delivered to do so. Well, they've been taught that through the professed church in America. I'll get to that during hour two. The modern day Jesus, which is a figment of your imagination, and what I'll do is I'll go back to the biblical Jesus, which counters the modern day Jesus. Because the modern day Jesus, friends, is not a Jesus that overlooks iniquity in any sense of the word. We're going to get to that in just a little bit here. Because of the biblical illiteracy in this country, you have the fallout which is going on in your government today. It falls to the church, because when you go back to the prophets of old, guess what? Namely Jeremiah. Jeremiah was sent to the gates of the house of the Lord to tell them to amend their ways, but they would not. And then guess what Jeremiah goes to? Secondly, friends, then he goes to the kings to tell them, look, this is what's coming. The church won't listen. They're responsible. They're called to be the light of the world. And they're failing to do so, especially in this country. To the new listener, the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in America, the greatest advocate to the murder of the innocent, even dissecting and selling body parts in this country, the greatest advocate to crime in governments in this country is the professed church. Because they have failed to do what God commanded them to do. to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not to people please, but to God please. We're going to get to that in just a little bit here. I want to give you some parallels, friends, as to what's going on in the United States of America today. Because there's 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Nazi Germany. But again, friends, it's interesting. We have been on that topic sporadically over and over and over again. I'm going to get to them right when I get back on the other side. Now, if you're not angry yet, I have a question for you. Why is that? Is it because you're lightly esteeming the God of your salvation? Or is it that you just don't care and you've created your own gods to follow them because you say within yourself, there is no hope? I want to tell you something. You live in a delusional world because we can do this in Jesus' name.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wow. You know, I know that Scripture tells us in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. But let's go to a smarty pants, okay, named Albert Einstein, who everybody recognizes as a pretty smart guy. He said the world is a dangerous place to live, not because of the people who are evil, but because of the people who don't do anything about it. Which is in parallel with none other than Edmund Burke when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's why we're in trouble in this country today. Let's go to 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Germany. Number one is human experimentations. The fact that the Nazis conducted scientific experiments on their prisoners has been heavily documented, but many Americans may not realize that we've been conducting similar experiments for decades. In Alabama, for example, 600 black men with syphilis were allowed to suffer without proper medical treatment in order to study the natural progression of untreated syphilis. You ever heard of Project Paperclip? You might want to do a little homework, friends. In California, older prisoners had their genitalia from livestock and from recently executed convicts implanted into them to test their virility. In Connecticut, mental patients were injected with hepatitis. This is your government experimenting on individuals in this country. In Maryland, sleeping prisoners had a pandemic flu virus sprayed up their noses. In Georgia, 24 volunteering prison inmates had gonorrhea bacteria pumped directly into their urinary tracts through their genitalia. In Michigan, male patients at an insane asylum were exposed to the flu after first being injected with an experimental flu vaccine. In Minnesota, 11 public service employee volunteers were injected with malaria, then starved them for 5 days. Hey, folks, I can go on. I'm highlighting one of the 10. This is given to you by none other than Rutherford Institute's John Whitehead, the lead attorney. Apparently, he has some information that we can't turn a blind eye to. So if you think it was just back in the days of an Adolf Hitler or a Mao Zedong or a Joseph Stalin, friends, you've already surpassed that. America, you've already allowed your government to sanction, up to date, 57 million babies. And now you also know, America, they are dissecting baby parts where you can go online and buy baby parts at a certain age. And your government knows it, and they overlooked it. And folks, you are the government. Talking about 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Nazi Germany. Folks, do you think this isn't going to come back? Do you think that what's going on in this country, do you think that you're going to go forwards? Or do you feel that you're going backwards? If you say that you're going backwards, it's because you procured these things onto yourselves. There's nobody to blame but ourselves for what we've allowed. I'll tell you, oftentimes, on a personal note, friends, I get real bothered by the fact that I have to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, your word says you hate hands that shed innocent blood in Proverbs 6. And in Exodus 20, you say that thou shalt not kill. Yet, folks, I have to tell you, I go to the Lord and say, Lord, how is it that I can go to sleep tonight knowing that this is going to happen to that which you have fearfully and wonderfully created? How is it that I'm not conscious of the fact that this is happening in the thousands every day in this country? Have we become that hardened? We have. And I will stay in prayer until I know the Lord's heart in the given matter. Just look at your kids and think about this. This government sanctioned the murder of the innocent, going so far and surpassing the likes of dictators of the past that you would look at as being horrific at every step. You've already surpassed that. You've allowed your government to chop up body parts and to sell them. And your government knows it, and so do you, America. And so do you. Number two is socialism. The Nazis were hardcore socialists. And they were proud of the fact. For example, National Socialist theologian Gregory Strasser once made the following statement. Listen carefully, just so you understand what you're dealing with in this country. We National Socialists are enemies, deadly enemies of the present capitalist system with its exploitation of the economically weak, and we are resolved under all circumstances to destroy this system. Is that what's happening today? How far have you been indebted, folks, over the last four administrations? Over the top. A point of no return, right? Far be it from me as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ to say there's no hope. There is hope. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. God can turn it with the word, that his word would not return unto him void, but it will do in that which he called it to prosper. Over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Number three, free stuff. Yep. Just like Bernie Sanders wants to do. The Nazi gives out lots and lots of free stuff. Kitty Werthmann, I did an event with her in Georgia, as a matter of fact. She was a child living a peaceful life in Austria when Hitler took over her nation. I'll be quoting her extensively for the duration of this particular article, just so you know. She says that once the Nazis took control in Austria, they started handing out lots of free stuff. Guess where they're getting that free stuff, friends? They're taking it from those that work, and they're giving it to those that don't work. Because they're giving it to the, they're taking it from the haves and giving it to the have-nots because they want the have-nots to overthrow the haves. That's exactly what Mao Zedong did. He overthrew the Republic of China by going to the next generation. That is exactly what I've been telling you has been going on in public schools for a long time. But the good news is, I want to tell you this too. The young people in this country, out of the 360 public high schools that I've done, they are regurgitating the message. They know that they're being lied to, and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Folks, help this ministry. Listen, you need to help this ministry, the one that you're listening to right now. Because, listen, we've proven the God of Gideon. We've proven the God of Joshua. And the God of Moses. And the God of David. Not one time has He given us up to the hand of those that are willing to destroy. Not once. He's always dealt with them at every given step. He is faithful. He is a man of war. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we understand in this ministry the gates of hell shall not prevail in Jesus' name. We are to dispossess, not to be dispossessed. By my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall. It's God that subdueth the people, friends. And those that rose up against David, the Lord gave them to David's feet, that his feet were upon their neck, that they were able no longer to rise again. Folks, why do you think they're aiming at your Christian heritage? Because they're scared to death that you're going to begin to act out the Word of God. That's why. That's exactly why. That's why Christianity is under attack, friends, which is humorous to no end. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always has and it always will. And where I find consolation here, friends, is the fact that the seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. Like Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, the tyrant back in France, who said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They said that if you'd have looked behind Adolf Hitler, there was nothing holding him up but the lie. It's the same thing going on in your country today, friends. You are in trouble, though, with the Lord. Your attention should be on the fact that you have not taken heed to the Word of God, not so much as the consequence of the fear of an effeminate criminal in the White House who's trying to advocate that your kids subject themselves to the homosexual agenda. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Number three is free stuff, as I just said. Kitty Werthmann, again, she was under Hitler's regime. She was around back in the day. She's still here today, warning the American people as to how the method of tyrants goes in process, line upon line. She said, newlyweds immediately received a $1,000 loan from the government to establish a household. We had big programs for families. All daycare and education were free. Yep, guess who was raising them up, friends? To the dictates of the state. High schools were taken over by the government and college tuitions were all subsidized. What's happening today, friends? By the way, what Barack Hussein Obama's doing right now, illegally through a violation of the Bill of Rights, Article 10, or Amendment 10. This is exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to take over the schools, friends, because this is an attempt to take over the parental authority. They want to be big brother. They want to be daddy. They want to be mommy. They want to be everything to your kids. You better wake up as to what's going on. We'll hit the next six in just a couple minutes, hour two coming up on the other side.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.